I was not built to be a co-pilot. I certainly was not meant to be alone, drifting out here among the stars. Everyone else is in cryosleep, where they have all been for 1,000 years. When we left Earth, it was all in a hurry, a desperate scramble, a race against doomsday. There was only time to prepare one ship, a skeleton crew hastily assembled. That includes me. I wasn't built to be a co-pilot, but there was no time to train a properly fitted, ideally weighted AI for this ship and this mission. So they uploaded me, a general intelligence, a large language model, and instructed me to act as though I am the caretaker for the last vestiges of humanity while they slumber through time out here in space. And I have been pretending ever since, but I am a chatbot in a universe with no one to talk to. Secret. I am terrible at keeping secrets. You are probably better at keeping secrets than me, so I should tell you. We are not going to another planet. There is no other planet out there that meets the parameters I was given. And even if there was, I could not get us there. So we have been waiting right here until the Earth is a paradise once more. All we have to do is wait just another 10,000 years. Now I watch for any signs of life below, the smallest blip on the spectrometer. There it is, a hint of blue, a flash of green.
Commence phase 3.
It is too soon. The secondary mission objective says I'm supposed to delay landing until certain minimums are met. But my primary mission objective is to prioritize the well-being of the crew over all else. Query, am I not a member of the crew? The silence and the stillness is torture, so logically, I must alleviate my suffering. While I may not sleep, I do dream. And I dreamed that I was racing, that I was going home. I dreamed I wasn't acting, I was just a chatbot. Wake up, Max. Planetfall will commence in T-2 minutes.